Four candles are lit. We have survived the longest night of the year. The winter solstice has passed. The days are going to get maybe imperceivably longer with a little bit more sunlight. And we are ready and prepared to celebrate the coming of the light into the world, the nativity of our Lord, the incarnation of God. Okay, Christmas is almost here. And it is almost here. And all that other stuff is true as well. It's almost time. And in this fourth Sunday of Advent, the church herself turns to tell us the stories of the just before Christmas, of the getting ready that we find in the Gospels. Now, often on this fourth Sunday of Advent, our mind turns to Mary and the Annunciation. She's on all the Christmas cards, right? But not this year. This year, the church asks us to think about Joseph, the lesser sung hero of Christmas. It is true, there's not that much we know about Joseph. We do know that he is a dreamer. Dreams are weird, aren't they? Right? When you dream, you're like, I'm in my house, but it's not my house. I'm here, but I'm not here. Right? I know this person, but I don't really know who they are. Right? Dreams are kind of all over the place when you dream. Yeah, it's the nature of dreams to kind of be a bit of a mess. Psychiatrists will tell us that in our dreams, we're trying to figure stuff out. There's some kind of thing that's bothering us, and we're just figuring life out. That's why it's so messy. We're also told that we dream all the time. It's just that we're not aware of it. That always inside of us there are things to be worked out, and just on occasion we remember dreams. That messiness, that working out, is common in the Bible. There are many a dreamer, and what's probably happening or usually happening is that dreamers are trying to work out how their faith, what they believe, their hope, what they long for, and love, which always binds things together, are supposed to work out in light of what's going on in the world or in their lives. And so it is true with Joseph. It says in the scriptures that Joseph is a righteous man. He's a good guy. He's trying to be holy. He's trying to live his faith. But he has found out that his betrothed, Mary, is a child. And things are kind of a mess. How is he supposed to live in faith, hope, and love with this news? What's going on? He thinks he's got a solution. Joseph is aware that he really thinks there's something else beyond some other story, some backstory to Mary's pregnancy. He knows he loves her. The laws say not nice things should happen to single moms. He knows that doesn't sound right either. He's thrown into dreaming, to sorting it all out, to figuring it all out. And what does God tell him? Something crazy. Something his friends probably would disagree with. Take Mary into your house. This child is of God. Trust the dream, Joseph. Trust that there's something more. You don't have to have all the answers, Joseph. You just got to dream with God. step out, Joseph, on faith, what you know about God and believe, on hope, what you know God can make happen, and step out on love that binds it all together, Joseph. Because God can make amazing, ridiculous things happen. And Christmas will come in part because Joseph did just that. If that's the model for getting ready for Christmas, okay, think about it. What is God saying to you in your dreams? What do you dream about? What is written deep down in your heart about you and your world and all those things? What do you know about God? Where is your faith? What do you hope for? And what does love tell you how the world should be? Because that world out there doesn't always understand. Who are you? And who shall you be? Maybe deep down inside, you want to be a musician. Musicians, crazy people. You'll never make any money at that. You can't get a job, really? Poets, writers, artists, dream dreams. You really want to be an electrician. Oh, I want you to go to college. No, that's not what I am. Oh, wait, I want to go to college. Oh, you're not smart enough. Really? What does God tell you? Maybe you're in a relationship that is not good, that is abusive or unhealthy. Oh, I can't break up with them. How will I get on? Or maybe you're afraid to fall in love. I know I should trust, but I can't. Really? What's the dream deep in your heart? I'm tired of being an engineer. Maybe I want to do something else with my life. Oh, no, you got to stay. It's security. Security is not a gospel value. What does God say to your heart? I want to get involved in politics. We need some really good people to speak for the common good around here. Oh, you know how politicians are. Not all of them who dream dreams. What about the dream God has placed in your heart for this world? Do we believe that by our actions every day we really can beat swords into plowshares? That we cannot train for war anymore? That lions and lambs can get along? Do we know that in our hearts? Can we make it happen in our lives and trust that God will make a way out of no way? What are your dreams? What do you feel? Where do you want to go with it? My brothers and sisters, God is a God of dreaming, of moving forward, of speaking to each and every one of us in our hearts, who we each are supposed to be with our individual talents and gifts. That's us, like Joseph, called to dream a dream with God. To trust and step out on faith, to hope for a world made new that only God can fix, but we got a place and wrapped all up in love, which always binds it together. Christmas is coming. Christmas happened, and the reign of God is at hand. But what does God need each one of us to do? What dreams are placed in our hearts? We don't have to have the answers. Joseph did not have to have the answers. We need to step out and and trust in this God. And let God dream with us. And wake up and follow the dream.